Shalom and good morning. We want to learn how to approach the throne of grace through the story of Esther, chapter number 5, verses 1 to 8. This is a very, very interesting story of how people can be able to approach the throne of grace, the throne of mercy. You know, in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible talks about or admonishes that let us therefore come before the throne of grace boldly, courageously, that we may receive grace and find mercy to help us in the time of need. Now, that is a request. You will discover that the story of Esther have got an implication to the story of Jesus. And you discover that Esther also helps us to see the principles of Jesus. And so Esther becomes also a type of Jesus who left heaven. And she's coming now to, you know, to help us. Is coming to help the people. Now, that's what we just learned in the previous session. She became a type of Jesus. She left her comfort and she's willing to die. Jesus died. She's willing to die. She said, even if I perish, I perish. She is ready. She's prepared for that. And why is she doing? She's doing that for the sake of the people. And so here in chapter 5, we see how this beautiful lady was able to approach the throne of the king. Remember, there was a law that if you approach the king's palace or the king, having not been invited, you shall be killed. But look at what she did. She put on the royal robe and stood in the inner court of the palace in front of the king's hall. And the king was sitting on his royal throne in the hall facing the entrance. Now, Esther understood something. She knew that she must wear properly as she approached the throne. One, she put on the royal robe. Remember, Queen Vashti, who was deposed or removed from the position, had been commanded by the king to put on the royal robes or to put on her crown and come before the king as the king was making merry. She refused. Now, Esther knew that she must learn how to approach the throne. So she put on the royal robe. Do you know that we are not supposed to approach the throne if we are naked? We must wear the royal robes. These are the robes that have been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the robes of righteousness. These are the clothes of righteousness. Now, when we go to the battle, we must put the whole armor of God. As we approach the throne, we must also put all the robes of going before the throne. And this is about the righteousness of God. So we do not approach the throne by our own strength. It is through the royal robes. These are the clothes that has been given to us. And we must also go in faith that the king is going to see us. Esther knew, or by faith, She had faith that the king will, she positioned herself so that the king can be able to see her. And that happened because she went by faith. Look at verse 2. When the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out to her the gold scepter that was in his hand. So Queen Esther approached and touched the tip of the scepter. Now, that's what you have said, that as we approach there, it is the acceptance of the king that allows us to the presence of the throne. Remember, this is the throne of grace. It is the throne of mercy. Grace because you do not merit. You do not have any goodness to go there. You know that by your own rights, you cannot be able to be accepted to get there. And so the king held out the scepter of gold. Thank God. This is very good principles. And Esther had to touch the tip of it to show that I am in submission. Let's learn how to approach the throne. Now, Esther is getting now to the king, who is her husband here. And remember, before Esther is approaching the throne here of her husband here on earth, she had also approached the throne of the kingdom of God through prayer and fasting. And now she is here to go and advocate. So let's get to know that the principles of advocacy is that, as we said before, you speak to the kings of the earth, speak to the king of heaven. Kneel before the king of heaven so that you can be able to stand before the kings of earth. And Esther did that. And the king held the scepter and she touched. And that meant she was humble enough. And the king, apparently, was able to ask, name it, Esther, I'm willing to come here for you. She said, then Queen, the king asked, what is it, Queen Esther? And he was priest. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be given to you. Let's get to know that Esther knows how to approach the throne. You know, it is about the supplication here now. It is about speaking about what is in your heart. And Esther was asked and was given a blank check. Look at the words the king is saying, have the kingdom. Doesn't mean that literally that he's going to cut half the kingdom and give the queen, but he's saying it's grace, it's an open check. I'm willing to do what you are requesting for. It will be given to you. And Esther said this, if it pleases the king, replied Esther, let the king together with Haman come today to a banquet I have prepared for him. Bring Haman at once, the king said, so that we may do what Esther asks. So the king and Haman went to the banquet Esther had prepared. As they were drinking wine, the king asked again, Esther, now what is your petition? It will be given you, and what is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted. Esther replied, my petition and my request is this. If the king regards me with favor, that's with the grace, and if it pleases the king to grant my petition and fulfill my request, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet I will prepare for them. Then I will answer the king's question. Now, Esther is using what we call strategic wisdom. She is full of courage, and she is delaying telling the king the petition or the supplication. Why? Why? What is happening here? Esther knew the principles of getting there. There are some people today who comes with the acronym ACTS. And ACTS, as you approach the throne, ACTS means adoration, it means confession, it means thanksgiving, then it means supplication. Now, the king is asking for number four. What is your petition? What is your supplication? You see, we must learn how to apply ACTS. Esther is actually starting by preparing the context, the environment. Just as this author talked about the acronym ACTS, she is adoring the king. She is trying to make a confession, looking at how she is aligned
or she's connected with the king. She is also giving thanks to the king of what the king has done. And therefore, number four, she is going to present. This is a very good way as we go for prayer, as we go for advocacy, as we get into the intimacy with the king. Let's not just go and tell the king those things. Even if the king is asking, take time to ask, take time to adore. And the Esther is saying, king, first come to my banquet, you and Haman. And what is she's doing, preparing that, she's also making sure that she brings on board this person called Haman. She wants to make Haman to come and unsuspectingly to make her pride mature, to make her sin of pride. This man called Haman is a proud man. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter number 15, that God does not punish wickedness until it has matured. That is a principle that God revealed to Abraham. When he said, Abraham, I want you will die in old age, but your people, the children, would go to a foreign country for 400 years. Then I'll bring them. After 400 years, I'll bring them back here. After the sin of the Amorites have been mature. So I think the other thing why she's also delaying is a principle in the kingdom that the king does not punish sin, does not kill, does not, he will not be able to really punish even the Amorites then until the cycle of impunity is complete. And by the time she is buying time, she's buying time because she wants Haman's pride to come to the top of it. So she says, let you come to my banquet. And the king says, go call Haman. And then they came. While they were there, the king asked again, Esther, what can we do for you? And Esther says again, if it pleases the king, and if I have found favor, come again for another banquet. Look, the second banquet. So Esther has already made the first time. Then they come for the second time for the first party or banquet. Then the second one. She's asking for the third one so that she also have more time with the king. Remember, previously she had said, I've not had time with the king. It's good to learn how to create the presence with the king, the presence with the Lord Jesus Christ also. And this is what she does. And the king says, then let's prepare. And Haman, at this time, her pride, her ego is building to the top, and they prepare to come to the banquet. And Esther says, I am going to supplicate. And so let's not labor too much on this, but let's realize that once we approach the throne of grace, this book of Esther can help us. Esther also shows that she was not out of desperation. She has already surrendered to God. She has already given her life to God. In as far as her presence is concerned, she's dead in Christ. Christ lives in her. Already when she said, if I perish, I perish. Before God, she perished. There's nothing else. She's not out of desperation. She has trust in God. She knew that God is in charge. So she is not rushing. I know some of us, when we don't have trust in God, would want to tell God everything, to supplicate. But let's learn how to adore God. Let's learn how to confess our sins. Let's learn how to thank our King, and then let us supplicate. Father, help us to learn the principles of approaching the throne from the book of Esther. As Esther did that, help us to learn how to, adore you, O God. Help us to know that even before we tell you anything, you already know what is in our hearts. Help us to thank you for what you have already done for us.
Help us to trust and rely on you, knowing that whatever you have promised to do, you will do it. And we cannot bend your hand. We can only position ourselves so that we can be able to hear and align ourselves with you. In Jesus' name, amen.